Hello everybody, it's Liz here doing poetry. And my first poem I chose because on Sunday, yes, it was Mothering Sunday. It was Mothering Sunday, so I had my three granddaughters so that my son could pamper his wife. Oh, I'm going to start being nasty now. And the granddaughters invited the boy next door in. It's a new neighbour. And they said to him, oh, let's go into the attic. It's an attic conversion, but obviously he didn't know that. And he went, oh, are the spiders there? And he was really concerned. So this is what I'm reading about a spider in the bath. It's by Roy Fuller. Roy Fuller was born in 1912 and he lived until 1991. So he's relatively contemporary. It's called The Image. A spider in the bath. The image noted, significant maybe, but surely cryptic. A creature motionless and rather bloated. The barriers shining, vertical and white, passing concern and pity mixed with spite. Next day, with some surprise, one finds it there. It seems to have moved an inch or two, perhaps. It starts to take on that familiar air of prisoners for whom time is erratic. The filthy aren't forgotten in the attic. Quite obviously, it came up through the waste. Rejects through ignorance or apathy that passage back. The problem must be faced, and life go on, though strange intruders stir among its ordinary furniture. One jibs at murder, so a sheet of paper is slipped beneath the accommodating legs. The bathroom window shows for the escaper the lighted lanterns of human laburnum hung in copper beaches, on which scene it's flung. We certainly would like thus easily to cast out of the house all suffering things, but sadness and responsibility for our own kind lives in the image noted, a half-loved creature, motionless and bloated. Poor old spider. And now, Sunday morning. When I was a child, I used to play the piano. And on a Sunday, I used to have my lessons. So I'd go all week without practicing. And then on Sunday morning, I would start practicing immediately before my lesson. And this is John Masefield. It's a bit depressing, really. It's about how, you know, it's nice on Sunday, but you've got Monday coming up and the bells of the church remind you that. John Masefield was born in 1878 and died in 1967, and he was poet laureate for 37 years from 1930 until his death. And that's the first poet laureate I remember, and they seem to be quite quick. They don't seem to hold that post for very long now. Anyway, Sunday Morning by John Masefield. Down the road, someone is practicing scales. The notes like little fishes vanish with a wink of tails. Man's heart expands to tinker with his car, for this is Sunday morning, fate's great bazaar. Regard these means as ends, concentrate on this now, and you may grow to music or drive beyond hindhead anyhow. Take corners on two wheels until you go so fast that you can clutch a fringe or two of the windy past. That you can abstract this day and make it to the week of time, a small eternity, a sonnet self-contained in rhyme. But listen, up the road something gulps. The church spire opens in eight bells out, school's mouths which will not tire to tell how there is no music or movement which secures escape from the weekday time, which deadens and endures. Oh dear, you've got to go to work. And now, The Scarecrow. Sorry, I've got to look for the page. I have to apologise for my reading because the print's quite small as well. The Scarecrow. This is written by Andrew Long. He was born in 1885 and died in 1971. And he was from Scotland, but he actually died in a place close to Tim's heart. Tim's not listening. He died in Bognor Regis. We like Bognor Regis. We went for a little trip there. And again, this is slightly depressing because it's about a man being in the autumn of his years, which I suppose applies to me now. the scarecrow. He strides across the grassy corn that has not grown once since it was born. A piece of sacking on a pole, a ghost, but nothing like a soul. Why must this dead man haunt the spring with arms anxiously beckoning? In spring, not hard enough to bear for one at autumn of his year. So that I read that because I've just been away and I've seen quite a few scarecrows in South Wales. My final poem is Geoffrey Wainwright, and he's local. He was born in Longton in 1944 and he's still alive. He was at Manchester MMU doing, I think he was Professor of English. I'm not sure, I presume he's retired now. Did I really do this? All my life I have insisted that I really did walk out of school on my very first day, my very first morning. Yes, it is true. I just left the classroom when the teacher's back was turned and walked out and home. 3/4 of a mile across the road, admittedly less busy than it is now, to reach our street and arrive at the top of our path and see my mother look up astonished from the kitchen step she was scrubbing clean on hands and knees. I had looked forward to the nursery sandpit, its lorries, tipper truck and cars, but they had moved me next door to desks and sums. In the afternoon I was reconciled. I did not want a smock and a baby sleep, but to join in the world, pullovers and pencils. All true, I insist, and how well I remember most of it, though what does it mean? Does it belong in the story I have to tell? And that's my poetry.